McCarran International Airport becomes Harry Reid International Airport. I hated this in the beginning. I hate it now. The idea of politicizing the name of the damn airport. What about you?
Yeah, it's just so funny. I mean, they kind of made this referendum on Senator McCarran, who was a Democrat, by the way. And yeah, certainly, I don't think anyone's going to defend all of what McCarran did or believed, and they shouldn't. But he also had many accomplishments as a senator related to Nevada and aviation specifically, and it's just hard because you go back through Senator Reid's career, and if we're going to apply the standards of, you know, where the left will be in 20, 30 years from now, well, Senator Reid's not going to cut it either. I mean, he opposed gay marriage for decades. You know, he gave these speeches about how, you know, we shouldn't have birthright citizenship because it attracts illegal immigrants who just come here to have their babies. And you know, and so if you just have this shifting standard of, you know, what did this person do that, you know, we 20, 30, 40, 50 years later don't agree with, no one is going to be able to be on monuments, Senator Reid included.
Well, and the other thing is when you look at the 6-3 advantage for conservatives on the U.S. Supreme Court, it's all because of Harry Reid. Am I right?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Senator Reid's most lasting accomplishment might be the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And for that, you know, millions of unborn babies will give him their undying gratitude. But, yeah, that's another excellent point.
Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit more about the inflation situation. You know that last week we learned that inflation year to year up 6.8%. Everything you're buying is more expensive. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. We'll also get a chance to talk about how far back our economy has come. I was just listening to Gentleman Jim Dallas about 40 minutes ago, 45 minutes ago, and we were talking about how CES is back in a big way. Does that mean our economy has come all the way back? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Stay with us. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 1229, as we check out our traffic cams right now, this is an opportunity for us to accentuate the positive right now because area freeways actually look pretty good, even through the slow areas where that construction is going on. Those lane restrictions continue. Between Main Street and Eastern on Interstate 515 through the Spaghetti Bowl, you know they're doing that bridge reconstruction work the first time in 60 years. So it's overdue, and that will slow your pace later in the day. But right now, doesn't seem like it's really going to slow you down all that much. So good news there. But do remember the 15 southbound ramp to Clark County 215 in North Las Vegas is closed for several months for repairs.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
NFL tonight, big matchup between the Rams and the Cardinals in Glendale. The 10-2 Cards lead the NFC West. They've won two in a row. They're 3-2 at home this season. The Rams chasing them in the standings. LA's 8-4. 4-2 away from home. They're coming off a win a week ago. Ugly one for the Raiders on Sunday. They got pounded 48-7 by the Chiefs. Derek Carr with 266 passing yards. Hunter Renfro caught 13 of 14 targets for 117 yards and a touchdown, but Renfro also had one of four fumbles and five turnovers on the day for the Raiders. The Chiefs have won 8 of their last 9 games against the Raiders, who dropped to 6-7 on the season. NBA tonight, the Suns take on the Clippers. Phoenix, the leader in the West. The Clippers have won 3 straight. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Shop 40 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. This week only. Plus, new deals on outerwear and sweats. Save through December 15th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
I'm U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt, and I'm proud to be supported by President Trump in this important race. The choice couldn't be clearer for gun owners. Catherine Cortez Masto and the Democrats want to take away our Second Amendment rights. Masto stood with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to roll back our concealed carry rights, and in 2019 she even sponsored legislation to impose a gun ban. That's why Masto is backed by radical anti-gun groups and was given an F rating by the NRA. As your senator, I'll be a champion for our Second Amendment. I've twice been endorsed by the NRA and most recently the Gun Owners of America. As Attorney General, I stood up for Nevadans' right to bear arms. I expanded our concealed carry rights and sued liberals who tried to take our gun rights away. And when the Democrats tried to pass red flag laws to limit our gun rights, I fought back. Nevadans can count on me to defend our Second Amendment. I'm Adam Laxalt, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate, AdamLaxalt.com.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the MultiCare Group. Let Pat Casale and his friendly and knowledgeable staff tailor a healthcare plan to fit your family's budget. And the MultiCare Group can provide you with plans that include free annual exams, telemedical appointments, and the best networks in the valley. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group. Call them right now. Now, Victor Jakes joining us, staying over, joining us as he does every Monday, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. The 6.8% inflation that was announced last week, and in fact, if you look month-to-month, just in the month of, I think, October leading up to November, it was up 0.8, 0.8%. It keeps going up. It shows no sign of abating, and yet Biden says that it's peaking. Do you believe Biden? Do you think that the inflation is peaking, is going to start coming down?
Well, I sure hope so, but they've been saying something similar to that for months. I mean, this was supposed to be temporary, then it was supposed to be transitory, and now it's just kind of here for the foreseeable future. So, I'll believe Biden when he acknowledges that spending tons of money we don't have to pay people not to work was not a great idea when it comes to inflation.
Do you think that this inflation is going to kill off the Build Back Broke bill that they say they want to put it to a vote before Christmas, and Christmas is less than 2 weeks away?
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see. I don't know if inflation is going to change anything. I think it all really comes down to Manchin and Sinema, and maybe they look at the inflation picture and say this is crazy even for us, and that gets them to say that they're not going to vote for it. I think that would probably be the way it would affect it the most.
Do you think this will carry over then into 2022?
Yes, I do.
Or will it just die? Will it just die? I mean, nothing's going to change.
Inflation or the bill?
No, the bill.
I don't think they can just kill it. Politically, I don't think they can tell their base that they lost like that. I think they've just got to kind of string it along for a while, and then maybe you get to April, May, and they say, oh well, we're close to the election and we got to focus on that. But I don't think it's going to be like it's brought to a vote and it fails and it's just over. I think if they don't think they have the votes, they won't bring it up.
The question ultimately is, for me, not what the pointy-headed economists, the 17 Nobel Prize winning economists and all the people that come out and say this and say that. It's what it's how it impacts my life, my family's life, my brother-in-law, his ability to get a job. And I guess my question is, you heard the story about CES is back in January, and they're getting exhibitors to buy into this thing. Does that mean that we're out of the woods, that we're pointed in the right direction?
Well, I think there's two ways to look at that question. I mean, when you look at the health risks to people, yes, I think we are out of the woods. We're pointed in the right direction. You know, everything we know about Omicron is that it's a milder version of the disease that, you know, if you're vaccinated, yes, you may get infected, but your chances of getting seriously ill are still quite low, and it's time to go back to normal. But, you know, then are politicians going to let us go back to normal? I think that's the question, and I don't think we have the answer. I mean, certainly in red states like Florida and Texas, things are back to normal. People are living their lives. But, you know, it's not the case here in Nevada. It's not the case in California and other blue states.
Obviously, our thoughts and prayers go out to the folks in Kentucky and Missouri and a whole bunch of states in the Mid-South, Tennessee. And now people are starting to say, you see, this is the new normal, and it's all because of climate change. Do you buy into that?
Well, no. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, if you look at the number of people who've died from natural disasters, I want to say it's come down something like 95% over the last 100 years. And so this idea that We're entering this new horror show of deaths from natural disasters, it's just not the case. And the two reasons for that is I don't think there's a clear connection between global warming, you know, whatever you think of that, and an increase in natural disasters. It's just not there. And then the second thing is that we can adapt to worsening natural disasters if they come and prevent a lot of the effects of them.
Well, for instance, you know, we talk about the wildfires in California, the tornadoes in Missouri and Kansas and Tennessee and Kentucky. Is there any consensus at all as to why that's happening, or is that stuff that normally just happens?
Well, I mean, natural disasters just normally just happen. I mean, I think if you look at the fires in California, that's the one where you say, you know, look, humans have a little more control over that. When you don't do controlled burns, when you just allow the growth to grow and grow and grow and never take care of it, then, yeah, you're going to start getting worse fires, especially in the middle of a drought. But, you know, you look at things like hurricanes and, you know, the hurricanes that hit Florida, I mean, those would be devastating if the area was super poor, if the building standards were low. And the fact that, you know, we don't see very many deaths from those hurricanes is an accomplishment. And it shows what you can do as a society with wealth and to kind of guard against nature.
Well, it'd be interesting to see how this all plays out. Again, our thoughts and prayers go out to the folks in Kentucky and Missouri and Tennessee and all those states in what I call the Mid-South region. It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. Should the president be going there on Wednesday? President Biden has announced that he's going to Kentucky on Wednesday. Is it too soon for that?
No, I don't think it's too soon for that. I mean, it's kind of one of those things where look, it's all political. You know, remember George Bush got just hammered after Katrina for not going, and so it's just kind of a political reality that the president needs to go, just politically. But, you know, aside from that, yes, it's a nice thing. It's a nice thing to go. I mean, he represents our country. He represents the government, and his presence there is kind of a tangible sign that, you know, the country is thinking of those folks who've been devastated.
Well, our thoughts and prayers go out to him. Victor, as always, man, good to visit with you. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next Monday. Thank you so much for joining us.
Look forward to it. Thank you, Kevin.
Have a great week. Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We'll take a quick break. More coming up on Chris Wallace, who is left Fox. Must have cleaned out his desk pretty quick because he's already working at CNN, streaming. Whatever that is. We'll talk about that more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220, or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It came as a surprise yesterday when Chris Wallace announced that he was leaving Fox News, leaving Fox News Sunday, and that ultimately he was joining CNN. In fact, let's go to cut one. We'll do that in just a minute. First of all, I want to tell you that this hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. That's Americans for Prosperity. Here is Chris Wallace yesterday on Fox News Sunday announcing his departure from Fox News.
After 18 14 years, this is my final Fox News Sunday. It is the last time, and I say this with real sadness, we will meet like this. 18 years ago, the bosses here at Fox promised me they would never interfere with a guest I booked or a question I asked, and they kept that promise. I have been free to report to the best of my ability, to cover the stories I think are important, to hold our country's leaders to account. It's been a great ride. We've covered five presidential elections, interviewed every president since George H.W. Bush, traveled the world sitting down with France's Emmanuel Macron and Russia's Vladimir Putin. And I've gotten to spend Sunday mornings with you. It may sound corny, but I feel we've built a community here. There's a lot you can do on Sunday mornings. The fact you've chosen to spend this hour with us is something I cherish. But after 18 years, I have decided to leave Fox. I want to try something new, to go beyond politics to all the things I'm interested in. I'm ready for a new adventure, and I hope you'll check it out. And so, for the last time, dear friends, that's it for today. Have a great week, and I hope you'll keep watching Fox News Sunday.
There you go. There you go. So with that, Chris Wallace, like an hour later, it was announced that he's joining CNN. And the gentleman, Jim Dallas, it was interesting that the Twitter trending yesterday was good riddance. There are a lot of folks that believe that Chris Wallace was on the other side.
Well, and that's true, because when you look at the reason that the Fox brand is what it is, it's based on the idea that, you know, half the country has something to listen to other than hearing that they, the viewer, is a racist or a sexist or they're crazy or whatever. And he didn't really provide that. Chris Wallace was part of the left wing, and it just never really matched up. And if you look at the numbers, Kevin, it indicates that too. Now, if you take a look at just last week, Face the Nation, 2.8 million viewers. Meet the Press, Face the Nation on CBS. Okay, Meet the Press, 2.6 million viewers. This week, 2.5 million viewers. Fox News Sunday, 1.2 million.
Ooh.
Half of what the nearest competitor is on Fox News Sunday. But if you take a look at those numbers, let's go back a year ago, and you can see that all of these networks have lost viewers. Face the Nation a year ago had 3.4 million viewers, and last week they had 2.8 million. So they lost 600,000. Meet the Press a year ago, 3.3 million people watching on Sundays. This year, 2.6 million. So their numbers are going down. Fox News Sunday, this Sunday was 1.3 million. It actually picked up 100,000. But the point is it's not really the Fox brand. And I think that's why you saw a lot of people were saying good riddance, because it just doesn't fit a left-wing activist on a right-wing channel.
Who do you think gets the slot?
Boy, that's, you know, I was thinking about that. Would Bret Baier want to transfer into that world? I know he's got his Monday through Friday gig. It seems like it's worked out well for him over the years. But of anybody at Fox, Kevin, can you think of anybody else who's pretty much straight down the middle and really delivers the news better than anybody? I think Bret Baier leans a little bit to the right, but it's very difficult to tell that sometimes with some of his questions.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I don't know. I mean, the newcomers, Pete Hegseth, Dan Bongino, people like that, I think may be too far to the right. If indeed they want to play this thing straight down the middle, if they want this to be a news event rather than a Monday through Friday 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Prime time sort of thing, I don't know. It just depends on you know which way they want to go, straight down the middle or lean to the right.
But I think of the people that they already have on staff at Fox, Bret Baier would be the one that I would choose and at least throw it out there and say, hey, are you interested?
No, good point. Good point. Jim, thanks, man. We'll be along. By the way, Jim's going to be along to talk about that Raider loss. 48-7. Yikes. That is awful. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Get the stories and scores that matter to you on the KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions, where you can save up to 50% on your health insurance premiums. The KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670.
I'm Fred Simon, MD. By now it is obvious COVID is not going to be permitted to go away. The vaccine is now largely ineffective because the virus has mutated. So big pharma and big government are going to require that we be subjected to an endless series of COVID injections. And through the collusion of big tech censorship, these lawless people are hiding the vaccine death and damage statistics. Our healthcare system is literally imploding. Nurses, doctors, and long-term workers are forced to leave their jobs rather than take a dangerous experimental cocktail. I'm Dr. Fred Simon, and I am the only person in this Nevada governor's race that has the background in medicine and business to strategically free us from the orchestrated COVID nightmare. I want what you want, family safe, and an open road for doctors in our state to treat patients. Join me, Fred Simon, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra homeowners only. Water test completed.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, top of the hour, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. He'll join us for a preview of what's ahead 3 to 6. But before that, he'll join us. So make sure you're listening 3 to 6, and make sure you're listening coming up top of the hour. Wayne Allen Root joining us. So sad what's going on in Kentucky. Deanne Criswell is the FEMA administrator, and. She was on This Week with George Stephanopoulos with an update on the tornado devastation. Listen to this. This is so sad.
What we are hearing is we are still in the life-saving and life-sustaining mode, right? We're still in search and rescue, and we're sending additional resources in to help locate anybody who still may be trapped.
And what's the greatest need going forward?
I think right now, again, we want to focus the next today and the next day on life saving. We really want to make sure that we find anybody who still might be trapped in the rubble.